Parenting challenges, finding a new perspective. Megan Leahy reached a breaking point in parenting when her frustration peaked with her 2-year-old daughter's refusal to get ready for daycare, leading her to retreat to the bathroom to cool down. Despite trying various methods like bribing and threatening, nothing worked as her daughter insisted on staying in her pajamas. Desperate for solutions, Leahy turned to the Parent Encouragement Program, PEP, after finding it online. The counselor's unexpected response challenged her perspective. Why shouldn't she go in pajamas? Is that so important? Initially puzzled by the question, Megan Leahy soon realized its profound truth upon reflection. She admitted that her concern over her daughter's attire stemmed primarily from a fear of judgment rather than any practical reason against wearing pajamas to school. The conversation with the PEP counselor marked a turning point for Leahy. It exposed how she had rigidly imposed arbitrary rules and ideals on her children, influenced by clichés like, "If you give a child an inch, she'll take a mile." This mindset had turned parenting into a constant power struggle, leaving little room for genuine connection with her children amidst constant directives. Transform parenting for better connections. To connect better with her children, Megan Leahy had to let go of old ideas and face reality as it truly was, rather than how she imagined it. Instead of imposing her agenda relentlessly, she needed to observe her children and the situation and avoid parenting based on unfounded fears. She needed to prioritize which rules mattered most for her family. For instance, she began allowing her daughter to attend school in pajamas, overcoming her concerns about appearances and others' opinions. This shift led to mornings without battles and even enjoyable moments. Imagine this. You're in a busy supermarket, hastily filling your cart with groceries when your 2-year-old suddenly has a major tantrum. She's kicking, screaming, and drawing stares from other shoppers. Your heart races, sweat beads on your forehead. What do you do? In a similar situation, Leahy swiftly picked up her child and hurried out, leaving her full cart behind. Outside, as she caught her breath, she reflected on what had gone awry. She realized her insistence on her agenda had pushed her daughter to her limits unknowingly. Improve parent-child dynamics. Leahy understood that if she hadn't been so focused on her plans, she might have noticed her daughter's fatigue before they even entered the store. In expecting her young daughter to comply with her plans despite being tired, she had unrealistic expectations. Her daughter, at just 2 years old, lacked the maturity to control her emotions or endure tasks she disliked. When faced with a power struggle with your child, focus on understanding their signals. This helps you break free from routine responses and trust your instincts. You might realize it's better to avoid activities like shopping and opt for a simpler solution like ordering pizza. Think about stressful situations at home and consider if your actions contribute to escalating conflicts. For instance, one mom realized that hectic mornings exacerbated tensions with her children. Feeling rushed, she tended to give orders that upset them. Recognizing this pattern allowed her to plan by preparing breakfast and lunches in advance, gradually making mornings smoother. Sibling fighting is normal. You might worsen it. Parents often find sibling conflicts disheartening. These disagreements can turn simple car rides into challenging experiences and make daily routines feel like constant battles. However, sibling fighting is a common part of growing up. Children often react impulsively when they're overwhelmed or frustrated, lacking the ability to think logically in tough situations. There may be underlying patterns to these conflicts that aren't immediately obvious. Stepping back and observing the family dynamic might provide insights into ways to improve the situation. Examining your involvement in fights is crucial because you do have an impact. Children may fight to gain your attention. A loud argument can easily grab your focus. If this seems to be a reason, consider giving positive attention to prevent them from seeking it through trouble. Also, check if you show favoritism toward any child. You might be more protective of a child with special needs or find it easier to connect with one child. Other children will notice this, which can fuel competition and lead to fights. Balance parental attention. To avoid favoritism among your children, it's crucial to avoid labeling any child as a troublemaker, as this can often be influenced by sibling interactions. Additionally, refrain from comparing your children, even subtly, as it can create unnecessary competition and tension. For instance, saying, "Your brother always eats his vegetables, surely you can too," may unintentionally promote a sense of rivalry. Consider whether your methods for settling fights are effective or if they're only making matters worse. If you intervene in every small argument, assigning blame and harsh punishments, you might escalate tensions. Conversely, if you avoid addressing conflicts between your children, you might neglect your role as a leader. Sometimes, children require a parent to assertively command, "Stop it." Children shouldn't validate their parents. Leahy's troubles began with a seemingly harmless salmon dinner. Concerned about her children's unhealthy eating habits, she opted for a nutritious meal of salmon, rice, and vegetables, replacing their usual chicken nuggets. However, her kids despised the meal and outright refused to eat it. What followed was a prolonged struggle of complaints, attempts at persuasion, and ultimatums, culminating in several untouched plates of food. Leahy was furious. She had gone to great lengths to prepare a meal for her family, only to be met with what she perceived as ungrateful behavior from her children. After calming down, she realized the incident with the salmon highlighted a deeper issue in her parenting, having unrealistic expectations for her children. They had never requested salmon. Suddenly changing their routine from beloved nuggets was unfair. Expecting them to appreciate the change seemed unreasonable. Parents often get upset when they feel they're going out of their way for their kids, and the effort goes unacknowledged. Whether it's driving them to school when they could walk or saving for a special vacation only to face sulking, these moments can be frustrating. Rethink parenting dynamics. Parenting shouldn't be transactional. You can't expect something in return for what you do for your children, like buying their appreciation, respect, or happiness. Your kids are individuals with their own emotions, and they don't owe you enthusiasm for things like vacations if they're not feeling it. To change this dynamic, start by giving yourself some love and appreciation. Parenting is challenging, and you're doing your best despite difficult circumstances. You deserve recognition for that, just not necessarily from your children. Consider if you're stretching yourself too thin for your kids, financially or emotionally. For instance, if driving them to school adds too much stress, arrange for them to take the bus instead. If a fancy vacation isn't feasible, opt for fun local day trips. Your kids mainly crave time with you rather than extravagant gestures. By focusing on sustainable choices that work for you, you'll reduce the need for external validation and feel less overwhelmed. Tech dependency and children's screen time concerns. Before falling asleep last night, and as soon as you woke up this morning, chances are you checked your phone. This routine is common for many, highlighting how deeply technology has integrated into our lives. While concerns often focus on children and their screen time, less attention is given to how extensively adults are also affected by this tech epidemic. Constantly checking your smartphone, even when unnecessary, sets an example of technology dependence for your children. It also means you're often not fully present for them. When you're scrolling through the news while half listening to your children's stories, you give them distracted attention. They notice your eyes elsewhere, even if you pretend to listen. This inconsistent attention can unsettle kids because they never know when you're truly engaged. As a result, they may act out to regain their focus through whining, fighting, or other means. Manage tech time and teach tech etiquette. Managing your phone time responsibly is crucial. This can involve setting specific times for phone use and times when phones are off limits. When you need to check your phone around your kids, simply announce, "Excuse me, I need to send an urgent message. I'll be right back." This might seem odd, but it's effective. Verbally stating your actions lets your kids know when they have your attention, which is reassuring. It also sets a good example of tech etiquette. After addressing your tech habits, focus on guiding your children. They need clear rules about how and when they can use their devices. Using digital tools that block certain content isn't enough. Parental oversight is crucial. Establish household rules about online usage that apply to everyone, including yourself. Consistency is key to ensuring these rules are followed by the whole family. Understand children's behavior at home. Children can sometimes behave badly, acting like little dictators who even scare their parents. They might take control of household decisions, like who their parents can meet, what the family eats, and what's on TV. Kids don't start out as bullies. They learn this behavior when given too much power by their parents. Every child tests limits, usually starting around age 2. While this is normal, if parents give in to tantrums too often, children begin to dominate the household decisions. When you find yourself constantly in conflict with your children due to a lack of parental control, it's crucial to recognize that this situation is challenging for both parties. Your children aren't seeking control. They are emotionally inexperienced and unprepared for it. What they truly need is your clear and compassionate guidance. Continuously giving in undermines your role as a parent and places more responsibility on them than they can handle. The solution lies in setting and maintaining boundaries, even if it causes temporary upset among your children. Effective communication with children. When telling your children no to something like ice cream, approach it kindly rather than punitively. Acknowledge their feelings and reassure them that it's okay to be upset. While seeing your children cry isn't pleasant, it's a normal part of learning resilience through disappointment. Changing a dynamic where children are used to getting their way takes time. Focus on gradual progress rather than trying to enforce all boundaries at once. It's natural to slip back into old habits, but perseverance will gradually shift the power balance to a healthier place and improve your relationship with your children significantly. A heartfelt apology heals best. Even when you mean well, there may be times when you lose your temper. Maybe you get overwhelmed with decisions and snap at your kids. Or perhaps hunger and exhaustion make you react strongly to their whining. It's normal to lash out occasionally. You're human, not a machine. The key difference is that you have the ability and the responsibility to mend any harm caused. Repairing damage caused by outbursts requires a genuine, unconditional apology. Saying something like, "I'm sorry you're upset, but you were provoking me," doesn't work because it shifts blame and shows no remorse. A genuine apology takes full responsibility without excuses. For instance, you could say, "Sorry for yelling, I was out of line," or, "I apologize for breaking my promise, that was wrong." You don't need to feel guilty. Just acknowledge your mistake and move forward. Why apologizing matters in parenting. Apologizing might feel like losing control and showing weakness, especially fearing your kids might lose respect. However, admitting mistakes demonstrates strength and teaches valuable lessons to your children. Some parents avoid apologizing, hoping their children will show remorse first, but this approach is futile. You can't impose feelings on your child, nor should you expect them to be more emotionally mature than you. As an adult, you set the tone for how your family interacts. When you feel overwhelmed, show yourself compassion. Parenting is tough, and being human means sometimes losing your composure. Take a moment, then make amends. Handling conflict this way strengthens your bond with your children. Parenting isn't about perfection. Trust your instincts, they guide you best. Most importantly, see your children for who they truly are. Key points. 1. Flexible parenting promotes genuine connections and understanding with children, beyond rigid rules. 2. Parental expectations impact children's behavior and family dynamics significantly. 3. Responding to children's signals rather than imposing strict rules enhances effective parenting. 4. Balancing authority and compassion reduces conflicts and improves relationships at home. 5. Managing parental attention and understanding sibling conflicts are key to promoting a harmonious family environment. 6. Apologizing and admitting mistakes in parenting builds resilience and strengthens bonds with children.